as Sundarshan Prabhu read the 10 offenses. There's one section in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Srila Prabhupada gives a very direct and a simple way of overcoming offenses. It is a verse from the 8th chapter in Adi Leela. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one does not become ecstatic. One does not achieve love for God. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is very beneficial to first chant the name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Daita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Because full Panchatva is the best. But Prabhupada writes, even if we just chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, then one becomes freed from all offenses. Then Prabhupada gives a complete discussion of the 10 offenses. And then the next verse, it quotes a verse from Bhagavatam, that if you are chanting the holy name and one does not feel tears in his eyes and symptoms of ecstasy, then that is due to offenses. In other words, the heart is hard like steel or like iron. So if one is chanting Hare Krishna, tears not appearing, body is not shivering, that means we are still on the offensive stage. But then Prabhupada gives another point. I'm just summarizing. In the end, he says that, but if one chants the holy name with slight faith, the names of Chaitanya and Nityananda. Chaitanya Nityananda nahi esava vichara namalaite prem dehi bahe ashudhara. If one takes shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, then he becomes cleansed of all offenses. So then after taking shelter of Chaitanya Nityananda, when one chants Hare Krishna, they will achieve love for God. And the purport Prabhupada explains, what does it mean to take shelter of Chaitanya Nityananda? He says, follow the instruction to become Trinadapi Sunichena and take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will achieve love for God. So there is offenses which you have to be taken care of in Krishna Nam. But in Gornitai's name, there is no offenses. So that's why we should first take shelter. Like we first have Gaur Nithai, then Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And now one should not, Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying, you cannot say that one name of Lord is more powerful than other name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more powerful than Krishna's name. However, considering the position of the people of Kali Yuga, how exalted people are, Prabhupada says, considering the position of people of age, the chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. And one devotee then asks Prabhupada, suppose we chant, then after Hare Krishna 16 rounds are over, can we just chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Prabhupada says, no. First, only in the beginning you should chant, and then Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then devotee says, but after 16 rounds is over, and Prabhupada says, why 16? Then chant 1600 rounds. I have given 16 because you cannot concentrate your mind, because you have no attachment. Otherwise, if you are attached, then you can chant all the time. But at least 16 you should chant. But Prabhupada, can we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya again after Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Like some people, they chant Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda. Prabhupada says, no, that is for beginning. But our basis should be Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When I begin chanting, I remember the deities Gaur Nithai here in Pune or in Bombay, wherever your favorite deities are there, and pray to them. Pray to Acharyas. Pray to Haridas Thakur. Pray to your Diksha Guru, Tulsi Maharani. And you will see a guaranteed improvement in chanting. Money back guarantee. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto all the devotees of the Lord who are like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy, and are very compassionate to the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ. వైష్ణవ ఠాకుర్ శిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ.